This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Concert ticket prices rose over 55% in the last decade. Airbnb management rejected proposals from Safety and Trust employees to offer customers more safety by requiring a government identification on the order of a driver's license. Wall Street Journal analysis of Nashville and New Orleans data identified 500 properties that had been subject to police activity in the two cities. Over the last 3 years, the average number of miles driven by each person has hovered around 9,800 per year, roughly 2% less than the 2004 peak. Driving is down in states with urban centers like California and New York, and in some rural states like Wyoming and Nevada. House of Representatives, in a non-binding resolution, tried to restrain the president's war powers, forcing approval from Congress before the war. Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and the U.S. are all saying that they believe Iran shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane that killed 176 people in a missile launching error. Fishing remains the United States' second most dangerous profession after logging. Lawmakers in Kansas seem to have reached a compromise that would allow them to become the 37th state to expand Medicaid coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Community Change Action used a methodology based on training people in Michigan, Nevada, and Florida to knock on the doors of people they know or call or text with selfie videos in which they'd say, "I'm a voter, come join me at the polls." Using such grassroots organizing saw a 937% increase in Nevada voters from the experiment. 2.6 million tipped workers are still paid a sub-minimum wage with 60% or more in the food service industry. French strikes over pension continue unabated, with hundreds of thousands pouring into the streets to support the longest transit strike in French history. Some bankruptcy judges in evaluating student loan debt are now applying the Brunner test from 1987 that requires borrowers seeking bankruptcy relief from their student debt to show that they can't maintain a minimal standard of living, their circumstances are likely to continue for a significant period of time, and they have made good faith efforts at repayment. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about accident issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, United Labor Unions Local 100, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.